Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan Hotline, that's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is a 1-0 game in Cleveland. The Detroit Tigers have struck for a run in the top of the first inning. Playoff baseball is underway. I do always love postseason baseball. The Pirates are almost never in it. In fact, 29 of the last 32 years, they have not been in it, but There is still just something different about baseball in October that I can get into even when my favorite team is not there. Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan, taking you up until 2. Then I will step behind the glass. Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller will have you covered from 2 until 6. Austin Bechtold is the man behind the glass right now, the man we call City Limits. The Pirates front office spoke yesterday. Not Bob Nutting, but we did hear from Travis Williams. We heard from Ben Cherington. We also heard from Don Kelly. Kelly was extended. Cherington was retained. And my big question with Cherington's news is why? Why was Ben Cherington retained? What did he do for them to think he did a good job? What did he do for them to think he will be the man to put together a playoff roster and bring this back to a playoff baseball city? Travis Williams spoke to some of the Pirates media members yesterday. Noah Hiles, who joined us last hour. Jeff Hathorn was there. I think Gormy from the Trib was there. Kevin Gorman, a proud Baldwin guy.
That's right, Gormy the Owl.
As well as other Pirates media members, I do want to do a little read and react to what Travis Williams had to say. So here we go.
Travis, how would you assess this year as the Pirates franchise as a whole, on and off the field?
It was a very frustrating year in 2025, both on and off the field. That's not only the sentiment of Bob Nutting, but also myself and everybody else in the organization. We know we need to be better, and we will be better in 26.
What gives you the faith that Ben is the right general manager to make this team better in 26?
Well, our belief and expectation is that this team is a lot closer than our performance and our records would suggest. Our goal is to win in 26 and make the playoffs. Period, full stop. And we know that, with that in mind, we know that, we need to build on the momentum that we've already built, that we already have, and moving forward. We have the best young pitching staff in all of baseball. We've got a great core of young position players. In addition to that, we have one of the best farm systems in baseball and the top prospect in baseball. And at the same time, we know that we need to be better. We need to do things differently this offseason. We need to make sure that we're making the changes within baseball operations to be able to provide our players with the support that they need in order to be able to perform at an optimal level. And we also know at the same time that we need to be able to acquire or build on our offense. And we're going to do that through trades or through other, you know, through acquisitions, trades or free agency acquisitions. And we need to be willing to do that aggressively and decisively through this offseason.
So I will credit him, and I will agree with him on two things there. I'm at least happy that he and Bob Nutting admitted, yeah, we do have to be a lot better. It was a very frustrating year for all of us on and off the field because the Pirates had several PR nightmares that they had to deal with. He also said we have one of the best young pitching staffs in baseball. I could get behind that. They have the best pitcher in baseball. They have guys behind him who I think are pretty good, could be very good. Chandler, Ashcraft, Burrows, Oviedo is still young. They have Hunter Barco who came up at the end of the season. They still have some guys in the minors as well. They're prospects that will work their way up. Where I won't agree is that he said we have a good young core of offensive players. Point me in that direction, please, because they really don't. O'Neill Cruz was awful in the second half of the season. He's really not even that young anymore. Spencer Horwitz had a good year. But you heard what Noah Hyles said last hour, and if you didn't, he said that every other player outside of first base, every other position player, was a below-average offensive player. Every single one of them. And in some cases, they weren't even close. So I got to disagree there. And then when it comes to the minor leagues, yeah, they do have the top prospect in baseball. And I think Connor Griffin is going to be a hell of a player once he hits the major league level. But he's doing a lot of the heavy lifting in that comment.
You say that you believe you're not far away. Could you understand how some people would be skeptical to hear that? Because the record is worse this year. And yeah, there are some players that are close, but a lot of the high-ranked prospects aren't that close. What do you say to people who might, you know, disagree with your assessment?
I think you have to look at what we have in terms of talent. Again, building off of one of the best young pitching staffs in all of baseball. But we knew we fell short offensively. We had an historically bad offensive year. But those are things that can be course-corrected, and we believe that we have the ability to do that this offseason. We've given ourselves the flexibility at the trade deadline in terms of payroll, and we believe that we have the ability to go out and add, and we have pitching depth that we can use in order to turn that into hitting depth.
You've one of the lowest payrolls in all of baseball. How much do you feel like you've actually provided the resources for this to be a winning organization?
We have sufficient resources to be able to go out and build a team that can make the playoffs in 2026. It's not a resource issue. Now we just need to go out and execute.
So when you say
major league payroll, payroll increase this year?
We're not going to speak to payroll. We never have in the past, but we have the resources sufficient to be able to win and make the playoffs in 2026.
How do you define that being sufficient? What quantifies that?
Again, I'm not going to speak to quantification of payroll. There's lots of things that go into making sure that you'll be able to be successful in a season. That includes adding, again, taking from a position of strength, pitching, and being able to turn that into hitting. There's opportunities there. It's not just a matter of what you're adding in terms of payroll and free agency acquisitions.
You sure about that? You sure about that? That you guys have the resources to get things done?
The most insane thing about that entire sequence to me, Donnie, Travis Williams is the one that brought up the payroll. He said payroll first before any reporter asked him a question. Travis Williams is the one that said, we created some payroll flexibility at the trade deadline. So then when Kevin Gorman asked that great follow-up question about payroll, he says, oh, well, we're not going to talk about payroll. You mentioned it! Did you not expect a follow-up on that?
I mean, and I credit all the guys that were there. I don't know everybody that was there, but at least the ones that jumped all over him bringing that up, because you are correct. He's the guy that brought it up, and Noah, Kevin, Jeff, they were like dogs on raw meat.
Oh, yeah.
He brought up the payroll and the flexibility that they had. and they said, here we go. Like, you just opened up the kennel for us.
They were smiling more than Crowley at a West Virginia win, or Crowley at an Irish pub, or me before the whiteout.
And in addition to that, we need to be able to make the changes inside of baseball operations to continue to improve and allow our players to continue to improve at the major league level and have success at the major league level.
But on the note, you're saying it's sufficient. The past records would show that they're insufficient. You haven't won a division since 1992. So how do you say that it's sufficient?
Feel confident that it's sufficient to be able to be successful and make the playoffs in 2026.
Okay. Travis, he had no idea how to answer that question. No, Noah had him on skates. I get it. I mean, they want to tell us that their goal is to make the playoffs in 2026. I want them to go do that. What I want and what I think are two different things. I don't think it will happen. I don't think their plan will work. I want them to be in the playoffs. I would be thrilled if this time next year the Pirates had a packed ballpark for a day or night playoff game, and we could all enjoy that. I don't think the plan will work.
Specifically with Ben, what are the traits that you like about him or tells you that he's the guy going forward? Remains the guy going forward.
Well, I think given where this team is at this point in time, the strengths that we have in terms of our pitching staff, the young core position players that we have, and what we have in terms of our farm system coming up, we felt at the end of the day that making a change as a general manager would set us back. That's not what our fans expect. That's not what we expect. We're looking in 2026 to make the playoffs, period, full stop. And so we did not want to veer from that, and we're pushing it all in and making sure that we are able to make the playoffs in 2026.
Travis, there was a lot of stuff, especially early in the year. You guys had some off the field, some stuff, you know, from the sign to the bricks, et cetera. Fans got upset. You know, fans may have lost trust in the organization. What is the organization doing to make sure that side of the business doesn't make those errors again? And what do you say to people that might say that we just don't trust that the organization maybe has our best interests in mind?
Well, first of all, we start day in and day out with the fans first. That's always a fans first mentality. We did have some unforced errors early in this year. We owned them. We course corrected, made the adjustments that we needed to make internally and externally, fixing those mistakes that we made. And that starts with me. It's really on me at the end of the day, and I owned it, and the organization owns it, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again.
On the note of the organization, players themselves have been critical of the state of this organization. What is your response to that?
Just like our fans, our players deserve to have an organization that they can be proud of and that gives them the opportunity to come out every day and play to the best of their ability. And as you heard Ben say earlier and you heard me say, we're going to provide all the resources that are necessary to make sure that happens.
You say make the playoffs period full stop. Next year will be Ben's seventh. Is it fair to say that, forgive the phrase here, that you guys are sort of on the clock? Like, it can't just be, we have the potential to do X, we have the potential to Y, that if you guys, you have the feeling that if you don't get to X or Y next year, that there will be changes that will be beyond just sort of making a full-time manager?
Listen, I came here to win. Came here 6 years ago to win. Came from an organization that won. I know what it takes. We haven't done it yet. At the same time, I'm not thinking about whether I'm on the clock or not. I'm here every day showing up, making sure that we do everything we can to win. Ben is doing the same. Everybody else in this organization is doing the same.
So there we go. The comments from Travis Williams yesterday, a little bit over 6 minutes with some of the Pirates media members. I don't think anything that got asked there by anybody was unfair. I thought it was all completely in bounds. I thought it was all very relevant. And I also think that 6 years is plenty of time to get something done. I have beat this drum to an oblivion, but once we hit year six with Neil Huntington, and I know that it wasn't all of his creation, but once we hit year six with Neil Huntington under the ownership of Bob Nutting, that year was 2013, and the Pirates were in the playoffs. And not only were they in the playoffs, back then the structure was a little bit different. You know, and really because of a team like them, in two of those 3 years, I would say, they changed it. Now they play best of three wild card series instead of just the one game do or die scenario. The Pirates were a legitimate contender. They felt like a team that could get close to a World Series. I don't know if they could have won it, but they felt like a team that had the pieces to really make a push. That's where Neil Huntington was in year six. Where are we at in year six with Ben Cherington? They are five games worse than they were in 2023 and 2024, and they have the best pitcher in baseball. I don't disagree with Travis Williams when he says we have a really good young pitching staff. They do. They absolutely do. Makes it all the more frustrating when we see a team that goes 71-91. You can hit us up on the fan text line. That's 412-928-9370. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's take a listen to some of these clips from Don Kelly. This was what he said about some of the changes that were felt in the clubhouse once he took the job from Derek Shelton.
There were some things that changed, in maybe some ways that we did things, some communication style, little things like that, but not like complete overhaul. It was kind of like a rolling thing throughout the season and, you know, really just trying to listen to the players and where we're at and where we've got to make some changes and continue to get better.
That article from Noah Hiles, it referenced that it started back in May, and Noah told us that he had an outline of that piece starting way back then. And he said players, that player in particular, and people can take a guess on who it may have been. I don't know. I actually have not asked Noah who the player is off the record. Regardless, that player was seeking out Noah. He wanted to tell that story. He wanted to get that off his chest. That wasn't, ooh, this sneaky media member, he's just trying to stir up something about the Pirates. He's trying to stir up something. The bad guys in the media, a player sought out the reporter and said, hey, champ, I got something to tell you. And then he went off about it. How about the performance of Don Kelly after taking over as Pirates skipper?
You know, I was proud of the way, that's a tough thing to go through. For a team in the middle of a season to change leadership. And, I guess fortunately and unfortunately, I was part of that as a player back in 2015 when the Marlins let Mike Redmond go and Dan Jennings took over. And, you know, honestly, that's the you just try to keep everything on track and get the guys going. I was really proud of the way the guys responded. And, that we had ups and downs, and you know, certainly we're not there yet. We're not good enough yet. We need to keep getting better and working towards really bringing playoff baseball back. I mean, I know that speaking to you and all the fans, and I remember 2013 sitting in Detroit watching the wild card game against the Reds, and you know, with Cueto on the mound, and you could feel the energy. And that's the thing that excites me the most is, you know, showing up every day and working towards bringing that back to PNC Park.
I believe in this guy for what it's worth. I believe in Don Kelly. I don't know if it's just because he is a Pittsburgh guy. Mount Lebanon, went to Point Park. I believe in him more than anybody else that has some sort of front office role. This dude wants the team to be good. Now, he can only do so much, and the players can only do so much. He can only do with what he is working with, and I know Derek Shelton had these same constraints, but I think he manages the game, the in-game stuff, better than what Shelton did. He wants this team to be good. He wants to have this team in the playoffs, you would think, just given the connection to the city more than anything. Here is something that I was interested in when it came to, would we know if Don Kelly had some say in what they do in free agency?
Well, you know what? I would hope so. You know, my relationship that you talked about with Ben is good. Really being hours into being a manager and having not gone through an off season as manager, I would think that we will continue to have conversations around that and really in discussing and trying to beat up. We have to find a way to get better and, you know, working closely with Ben on that.
I hope that Don Kelly does. I think it is helpful when a manager has some input and he says, hey, I like this guy for reasons A, B, and C. I think I can manage him. I think we could do this with him. I think we could play him here. You know, it's not all about the analytical game. You just have to have a feel. And I think you want to have a manager that has a good feel on his players. It can't all be done with robots and computers. Should we expect changes to the coaching staff?
Ben and I are still working through that. We've got, as far as the staff goes, you know, there will probably be changes. How that sorts itself out, not exactly sure yet, but we're going to have to beat that up. But we will have people back off of our staff as well.
So it sounds like a mix. It sounds like Don Kelly will have guys that were already here back, and some guys on the staff may get moved on from when it comes to his coaches. So that is something that we will likely see get the ball rolling here over the next couple of weeks. But they should also let him put that together. I like the move of bringing in Gene Lamont when he did. You know, not that that made the, you know, season a big-time success, but it was a piece of advice that Jim Leland, who is a legendary manager in this town, and he is a legendary baseball manager, he brought that up to us. The guys had him on right around the time Don Kelly took over the job, and he said, here's a big piece of advice I would have for him. Bring in an old-time baseball guy to help him get through this. So I don't know if Lamont is back for next season, but I don't think it hurt Don Kelly that he was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe for a few more minutes. The PM team begins at 2. Austin Bechtold is with me behind the glass. We have playoff baseball on the TV, Guardians and Tigers in the early stages of game one of their three-game wild card set. Detroit with an early 1-0 lead. Austin, you have made some playoff predictions. I have made a playoff prediction. We also made Pirates predictions over the course of the season. Austin, I told you to go back, figure out what you said going into 2025, how things would turn out for them in the end. How do those predictions look for you as we sit here now after the season 2025 going into 2026?
Some good, some bad. I did predict them to have a losing record, but I thought that they'd be slightly better than last year. I predicted 78 wins. I think Bob was at 80 wins and Joe was at 79 wins. I had Paul Skenes being the Pirates MVP, and I had Paul Skenes winning the Cy Young Award with an All-Star game appearance, which he started again. A sub-2 ERA, I predicted 186, 200-plus strikeouts, and 15 wins this past season. The 15 wins sure didn't happen. The others sure did.
But to no fault of his own.
To no fault of his own. Yeah. Also had Bubba Chandler as their Rookie of the Year.
So I did not give a specific stat line for Paul Skenes, but one of mine was that Paul Skenes would win the Cy Young, and that looks like a slam dunk. My record prediction, we had the same one. I had them at 78 and 84. I thought they would finish in third place in the NL Central. I thought they would narrowly be better than the Reds. And then I thought the Cardinals would actually be in last place.
I did too.
The Reds have made the playoffs. They play the Dodgers tonight. The Brewers are the best team in baseball. They got a bye into the NLDS. The Cubs made the playoffs as well. They start a series against the Padres later on today. So three of the five teams in the NL Central made the playoffs. Some of my other predictions, not just your standard cookie cutter stuff. I predicted 25 home runs for O'Neill Cruz. First half of the season, that looked pretty good. First month of the season, it looked great. It felt like he had 12 home runs by the time we got to mid-May. He finished with 20. He was awful in the second half. One of the worst players on their team, in fact. No exaggeration. So I lose on that one. Another one I had, and this one I was able to win by one of two avenues. I said that David Bednar would not finish the season as the Pirates' closer.
That gives you the out in case he was traded or if he was just bad.
Was it because he was bad early in the season? He was. In fact, he lost his job. He got sent down. To his credit, he came back up and he looked like vintage David Bednar. Credit to him. The only other avenue that could have taken for me to be correct was him getting traded, and he got traded to the Yankees at the deadline, so he did not finish the season as the Pirates' closer. That was Dennis Santana. And then my final one, I predict this every year. I will continue to do it until it happens. They got close on, what, September 20th, I think it was. Every single year, I predict that the team will throw a no-hitter. They threw a one-hitter on September 20th.
They did.
A date in which they have two no-hitters in their history. I think Bob Moose had the most recent, the late Bob Moose had the most recent on September 20th in their history. I feel oddly like that could come down the line because Paul Skenes is just so good. He could have a game where he goes like seven no-hit innings and then they get somebody to finish it out. It's a lot cooler when it's just one guy, so maybe it will be him at some point. But yeah, I mean, I went 2 for 5. Skenes is such a heavy favorite to win the Cy Young. I'm already putting that hay in the barn. And via the trade, I was right on the Bednar prediction as well. But another very frustrating, very disappointing season. Now, Austin, we have a couple of minutes left. A playoff prediction for you. What is your World Series prediction? Who's your winner and maybe an MVP?
I think, and I predicted this team to win their division at the start of the year, and it's the first time that it happened since 2001. The Seattle Mariners, led by the MVP of the American League, Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, will take a huge dump of the baseball over all the American League and hit 8 home runs this playoff, Donnie. I think he'll hit 8 and go on and lead the Mariners to a World Series victory, their first in franchise history over the San Diego Padres.
I don't remember putting it out there on social media. So you have Mariners over Padres. You have Cal Raleigh being the hero of the playoffs.
You ready for my preseason prediction? I had Orioles over Braves.
Oh, man. I mean, I was high on the Orioles, too. I'm pretty sure I thought Gunnar Henderson would be the MVP. I couldn't find what I had, because now searching on Twitter is way more difficult than what it used to be. I thought my World Series prediction may have been like Red Sox and Phillies. Now, both of those teams made the playoffs, so I might as well stick with that. I do think the Phillies will win the World Series. That is my World Series pick, and I'm going to say that Kyle Schwarber is the MVP. That dude is one of my favorite players in baseball.
I think I 100% agree.
The guy
he's just electric.
Absolutely mashes the baseball.
I have the Padres beating the Phillies in the championship series. My big upset pick, Reds over Dodgers.
Oh!
I have the Reds beating the Dodgers in the three-game series. And most of the time, I mean, I don't know which way it is. The road team or the home team, there's like a huge split in who wins these wild card series. I don't have it in front of me now, but it's like really lopsided too, which is odd. I'll try to pull that up for tomorrow.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. A thank you goes to everybody who joined the conversation today. A thank you to Nick Farabaugh and Noah Hiles as well. Austin, for your great work behind the glass. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Clouds and sun today and a high of 80. The PM team is next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football signing off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.